Hey everybody, welcome to More Than Mises, guys. We're continuing the G.I. Joe plunge as we go into the Dreadnought War, number 2 of 5, with G.I. Joe number 14. I'm here with Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com.
Howdy.
Hey, how's it going? Man, we left off where Duke and Cobra Commander are being chased through the desert, the Chihuahua Desert. Chihuahua Desert? Yes.
Yeah, Chihuahua Desert.
Being handcuffed together and driving a jeep away from an army of rednecks. I mean, dreadnoughts.
We've all been there before.
Yeah, we live in the South. Of course, we've all been there. Well,
Right.
some of us have been there before. Grape soda is code word for moonshine or meth, and I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, why not both?
Why not both? Okay. Cool cover. I got the one with Duke and Cobra Commander. Cobra Commander look like they hate each other. They're walking together handcuffed from a burning
Yeah,
jeep.
I've been on that date before.
Oh yeah, and
In the Chihuahua Desert, no less. So, I mean,
good
yeah.
on you. So, anyways, we reopen up to the, I guess, the throne room where the Cobra throne is, and
That is a fancy toilet.
right.
Just
What
having
Mercer?
shades of Rick and Morty here.
You start off with Major Blood, Mercer, and Chameleon all looking at Destro like he's crazy.
Mercer is pouting.
He kind of is.
Yeah.
Well,
He
he's got
looks
that raise. He's
jilted.
got that rock eyebrow. He's like,
Yeah, Astoria is kind of puzzled, and I mean, who can tell what Major Blood's thinking? He's got his sunglasses on at night,
forever and
forever.
ever.
It's taking me a while to get used to both his eyes being like that. I mean,
Yeah.
I've spent all my life, with one eye patch, so my childhood is ruined because now he has two
I can't believe they
eye
did this
patches.
to us. It's probably some corporate thing, and they want to they own the IP, so they can do what they want. And
It's just lazy writing to give him two bad eyes.
oh God,
Man,
being in the fandom for couple dec 2 decades, God, 2.5 decades, almost 3 decades, really wears you down amongst reactions and
two
stuff.
decades, you wish, old man.
Yeah, you're not wrong. 3 decades, okay.
Think 2 decades ago was the last time you went to BotCon.
You're not wrong. God, I'm old. Anyways.
That's crazy to
back
think you
then.
missed 20 years of BotCons. I mean, it's weird to think that there would be 20 years of BotCons, but the fact that it's been that long of a hiatus.
BotCon, OTFCC,
Yeah.
then BotCon, and then Fun Pub, and
Yeah,
God.
that was BotCon again.
Well, yeah,
You never went to any of the Fun Pub ones,
I
did you?
never did, no.
Yeah. They were expensive.
Yes, he says that's why I didn't go. I
Yeah, see,
toys
I
about
liked
it.
it better when it was like the Hartmans doing it, in 3H, because they made it affordable. There were fans, and you'd
Well,
spend like 40, 50 bucks on an exclusive. You wouldn't have to spend like $300, $400 to get the exclusives.
and you showed up that first night and they had like Kool-Aid and pizza.
Oh, yeah, I skipped that part.
Well, it
Wasn't it
was
like
kind of,
Totino's or something? Like it was like.
oh, it was probably like Little Caesars,
Oh,
whatever the
okay.
cheapest, maybe old Domino's before Domino's improved. I don't know. It was something. They had a whole lot of pizzas, and yeah,
You're
it
talking
was good
about BotCon
stuff.
99 there, right?
Yes, yes,
Yeah.
yes. At Fort Wayne. No, this wasn't Fort Wayne. This is St. Paul. St.
Yeah, it's
Paul,
St. Paul.
Minnesota. And we had the worst hotel. We had the hotel of the convention. They block off rooms.
Yeah.
And I remember the four of us guys, friend Matt Roadbuster, if you know him, Scott, Mark, and myself all drove up there in a Grand Am or Grand
That
Prix.
was Bladewing and Love Bunny, wasn't
Yes.
it?
Drove up in a Pontiac Grand Prix I rented, and we stayed in a hotel room that was had a iron like burn on the floor, and that was the best part about it. Yeah,
Yeah, the
that
whole
was.
town was like under construction. Like you couldn't really go anywhere there.
Yeah, it was the Days Inn of the convention center,
Yeah.
and everyone else stayed somewhere nicer, and they're like, "Yeah, our room's terrible. Can we hang out in your room?" Yeah, good times, BotCon 99, but
Yeah.
yeah. Anyways,
Still mad I didn't get a signed Inferno
for the royalty.
for the royalty.
Where's mine? For the royalty.
There you
Banned can
go.
of art. Anyways,
Anyway,
yeah,
back
so
to this comic. We haven't even got
yeah.
off the first page and we're on a tangent.
What? If anyone has ever listened to one of the episodes on this channel, you should expect tangents.
Yeah, it's like 10% content, 90% tangents.
Old guys talking about stuff they really liked. So anyways. Yes. So Destro's proclaiming himself the new leader of Cobra for the time being. Then he advanced towards the future of what Cobra can do. And
I almost went on another tangent there.
don't do it.
They can't have Destro as the leader. It ruins my childhood to change anything.
Next thing you know, that made Destro a person of color. Anyways, yeah, sorry, that was nerd rant. I'll go into it another time.
Silver's a color.
It is a color. And so is his big red ruby red gem in the middle of his they draw his chest being like almost like armor. It's not human physique isn't like that. But anyways, I digress.
It's really, see, the chain is like where the fake chest begins.
It is. It's like he's wearing an insert, like a plastic insert
Yeah.
from a costume.
It's like Ricardo Montalban and
It
Wrath of Khan.
is. It is. But you got to respect the big collar game he's got going on. I don't know if that
Oh
is.
yeah. He looks like he's ready for disco night.
He looks like he's ready to step onto the set of Flash Gordon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 100%. He's
If he
like,
had
he.
the like the cowl, he could be, what was it, Clayton? Was that his
Clayton.
name? Yeah.
Clitus.
Clitus, that's what it was, yeah. Metal
One
Skeletor.
of the best parts of that movie, too. I don't know. There's a lot of great parts of that movie. I
Oh no,
loved
when his eyeballs pop out, that was like
Yes.
his tongue, that was cool.
I gotta watch that movie again soon. I almost convinced my wife to watch it. So, anyways, not to get on that tangent.
Wait, she hasn't watched Flash Gordon yet?
No.
Oh yeah, you got to do that like this week. That
Yes.
should be a special. Y'all should just like put it on here. Can do a whole other podcast just showing her stuff from like your childhood.
Oh, either she hates it or she thinks it's the best thing ever. There's no in between.
That's
Hate
what
of
I'm saying. That's
The Last Starfighter was a big miss.
Oh yeah. I just said that was actually a good movie.
It was a fun movie. Watched it
Yeah.
again recently, and it holds up well. The
I
CG
saw it in the
does not.
theaters.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I saw it in theaters. I had the comic book when I was little.
Yeah,
Anyways.
got to see that in Gremlins and like in the same
Oh, nice.
like theater out in the middle of
Nice.
nowhere.
Well, so
They wouldn't take
anyways.
me to see Transformers the movie though. Those
Nope.
jerks.
Did not. Well, we're this comic we're talking about.
Yeah, oh yeah, we're talking about a comic. And look,
Yes.
he's in a Zoom call too.
To all these, I would say world leaders, I think more like a billionaire class
It's
industry
the Guild
leader.
of Calamitous Intent.
It kind of is. It really is. They're all shadow. They're all very. Oh God, what is that style that yellowish they are in a very
Sepia toned or
sepia tone,
something. Is
thank
that what
you.
you're going for? Yeah.
Shadow sepia tone. Honestly, our friend Reverend Rune re probably really appreciate that style of art. But yeah, they're all in shadows of like backlighting somewhere
They
so that
really do
shows.
look like the Guild of Calamitous Intent,
Yes, it
though.
does. And Destro is giving a speech from his podium, and he's talking about how, we have something we want to offer. We would like to let you know what we can do for you. And Cobra is open for business. And, it really tracks with the whole Mars Industries thing.
Right. He's a capitalist, so he's not here for the ideology or,
No.
to make a reptile utopia. He's here for money.
I really like the this little detail of all the faces being reflected on the top of his head.
He's
Fucking
got the Brady
Krungdome.
Bunch on his mind.
And he starts up bidding at like $1 billion, I guess.
$1 billion.
Billion. And Bloods over there like, hey, Cobra Commander finds out about this. He's gonna be real upset. He's gonna be mighty pissed. And Mercer, tips hat a little bit. He's like, if he comes back. Yeah.
I really want the Sunbow voice actors to do the voices for these guys. Like I just hear Michael Bell doing the blood voice on every time I read his stuff.
It is, it's true. Oh God. He's gonna be mighty pissed. And
It was like Scrapper with a British accent, or maybe even like an
Cockney.
Australian accent. Yeah.
Yeah, Cockney, but
It
kind of
kind
Australian.
of went all over the place.
Well, yeah. But yeah, I love me some Major Blood. Anyways, get back to this great scene of Cobra Commander's head, or his this part of his head, and then Duke's. And like Kirk Commander's like, I refuse to die today. So you can tell they're in the thick of it already.
Oh yeah.
And dude kind of throws it in his face. I thought you weren't afraid to die. He's like, look, I don't fear death, but this is not how I want to die. I'll die in a great way. Not like but killed by a bunch of rednecks on motorcycles.
Right.
And he brings up the fact that Ripper destroyed his Energon firing hand and
Yeah. His
Look,
special hand,
yeah,
like what was it, Scrounge?
yeah, yeah.
Didn't pay to have a special Energon powered hand.
No, not when that comes to pass. But yeah, they're basically like they're being gunned down by the Dollar Tree
Mad
version
Max.
of Mad Max, pretty much. There's some really cool vehicles and there's some really cool dudes in here. And there's also a bunch of rednecks that look like they should be making moonshine in the backcountry of Mississippi.
I want all these dreadnoks. I want classified figures for all of them and all their crappy vehicles.
Well,
They'd be good troop builders.
God.
Make them
They
where
ever
like you can mix and match their heads and hair and stuff. I mean,
make them like the Junkions.
right.
In a way, they are kind of the Junkions.
They are. I mean, look at
Yeah.
them. Just look at them.
I spent a few minutes looking at them like, what is that dude doing?
Man, well, and Redguard's been introduced already in the Energon universe, so maybe we can have like a Dreadnought Junkion team up.
Oh, dude, can you imagine Dreadnoks riding Junkions?
Oh yeah, that would be peak Energon universe right there.
It really would be. So yeah, they're just blowing them up. The dudes, the Dreadnoughts have like little, submachine guns and like wrenches and like, bats and whatever they can pull up, knives and all kinds of stuff. Thunder Machine looking really good.
All the GTA 5 weapons.
Oh, 100% that. 100%. And I even thought like, man, they really need a hammer. Just
Right.
stay tuned. But
I even see some
hope.
swords and stuff in there.
Yeah, there's a bat with nails stuck in it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's all the stuff. Cobra Commander makes a really good bid for releasing him. It really, it's true. As much as Duke wants a hole in the Cobra Commander is a survivor, like Duke is. He's like,
I gotta give props to Duke's driving,
oh,
because he's
yeah.
off-roading in the desert with one hand handcuffed to Cobra Commander, and then he's using the handcuff key to unlock the handcuffs while they're off-roading. He's still going probably at full throttle on there. So that's some dexterity. He passed that dex check.
Yeah, he did. But Cobra Commander makes a good point. Like, you're a survivor like me, and in this moment, you're better to have me as an ally than an enemy. He's like, all right, dude, fine. He drives with his knee, probably unlatches the handcuffs.
Oh yeah, no, that's what I was actually thinking. He was driving with his knee, or
Yeah.
he just hit a flat straightaway and just All right, this is the time to do it.
I can't read any of the Cobra Commander's bubbles without thinking Chris Latta.
Oh, yeah.
And then he goes, "Your trust is appreciated." Now he opens fire with a rifle and just like obliterates a bunch of the no-name dreadnoughts.
Yeah, the generics. And you bring up a really good point. I wonder what people thought his voice sounded like before, like, because the comic was around before the Sunbow cartoon came out.
One second. I think I left the dog outside. One second. Whoop.
Now, the mystery is solved. Oh, sorry. The mystery is solved. Evan let the dogs out. Now, what I was wondering is, but the comic books came before the Sunbow cartoon, so I wonder how people imagined Cobra Commander's voice sounded before Chris Latta did it. Because once Chris Latta did it, that was
Was
there's
cemented.
no imagining any other voice.
And he I think it wasn't as prevalent in the I guess what would be considered season two of G.I. Joe. And season one was all these little mini multi-parters put together. And he leaned way into the hissing a lot of
Yeah.
stuff.
Well, he would still do it, and there was like a back of the throat thing he would do that differentiated the voice from Starscream's.
Oh yeah, he got really guttural with the back end of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he hissed a lot when it was early
Yeah, he would do
on.
a lot of sibilant S's.
Yes. And
Yeah.
it kind of came off it later on, but still, it was still there
Yeah.
every so often. So obviously when I'm reading them, him like laying out all the dreadnoughts that didn't have, they had extras by their names.
Yeah.
His response is, "My demise will not be easy, you fools." I did that S thing as I'm reading it. It was
You see
terrible.
why they cut back on it? It's hard to do.
It is. Well, it's hard to alliterate and kind of keep a thing going when you're having so heavy on this hisses.
Not a voice actor either,
No, I'm
amateur.
not. No, I'm not. But thanks for reminding me. Thanks a
Yeah.
lot.
Loser.
Yeah, I really like the interaction here with the main dreadnoughts, Xandar, Zarana, and Ripper. Well, as far as Buzzer.
There's Buzzer with his Army of Darkness arm.
Yeah.
Evil
Yeah.
Dead 2.
But there's the whole thing about Xandar and Zarana, which I don't think Xandar got enough play in the show because Zarana became more popular.
He was mainly her whipping boy. Like she'd always like slap him around or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, he had to play third wheel to her and Zartan. I mean,
Yeah. It's a high bar there.
yeah.
And she's talking about what she wants to do. All the rookies got on the front line. They were expendable. I won't cry about them. I won't shed a tear. And he's like, "Dark sister, I love it." So yeah, he's like saying it's time that All Stars took a swing, and that includes Ripper in the Thunder Machine, which he is so happy. He's got a big old smile on his face.
I
Buzzer's
keep
also
waiting
in
for
the
Thrasher to show up.
Thunder Machine. We'll get there. So yeah, the Thunder Machine is going after the Jeep. It's like a Jeep Wrangler or CJ7 in the desert. There's
Yeah.
nothing else besides that. And Buzzer on the hood, he jumps off. Lands on the is that where he lands on? Yeah, lands on the hood of the Jeep.
Well, there's a like a spring-loaded like catapult thing that he comes off of if you look.
Oh, is that what? Oh, it is. I see that. Okay, I see the little
Yeah.
hydraulics in there.
It's even got like the little like motion lines on it.
It does. And
So yeah,
he
they
tells
catapulted him towards a Jeep in the desert.
he does tell Ripper, like, "Hey, we made a few upgrades for it. Just get alongside of him. Watch this." And he does a jump. He does
Wow.
a he does a Mario jump off of the a Thunder Machine onto the Jeep.
They're selling the gimmicks for the new toy.
They
That's
really are.
it's coming.
I'm surprised it's not out yet, especially Soundwave, the crossover Soundwave being the Thunder Machine.
I really wish the Transformers crossovers were classified scale.
It'd be nice. They
Yeah.
would be giant.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be
mean,
a
they're already
titan.
making them. They've got like Rattlers and Hiss and all that. So
True. Well, those are
imagine if that big Hiss tank they made would turn into Megatron.
that'd be nice. I
Yeah.
mean, that would be a Titan Thunder Machine, a
Well,
Titan
yeah.
class Soundwave.
Nice. It's time. It's time for a Titan class Soundwave.
Hey, Hasbro, since I know you watch, and thanks for following us, by the way, you need to do it. Just putting it out there. Anyways,
Yeah.
back to the
50
iconic.
feet. 50 feet. If they're following us, you know.
Look, that was a really trumped up. Those are trumped up charges. I don't really need to stay 50 feet away from Evan over on the Hasbro development team.
Oh, no, I meant them for me.
Oh yes. Oh
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, I know.
And I'm so desirable.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Anyways. Buzzer jumps on the hood and like, fancy meeting you here. And pulls the chainsaw arm, goes right into the Jeep, slices, Duke across the face.
Yeah.
And the Cobra Commander's like, look, I can't aim if you don't drive straight. Meanwhile, he's got a dreadnought on the hood with the chainsaw arm, doing this.
Yeah. And it looks like it was a glass that cut him, like the
It could
chainsaw
have
didn't
been.
actually get him, but yeah, it got him on the cheek. Did he
If
already
it...
have his scar, the G.I. Joe scar? 'Cause if not, could this be the
There you go.
origin?
Dude, I mean, honestly, he could have had scars from anything he's done already. They're as brutal
Right.
to the characters in G.I. Joe as they are the Transformers.
They really are.
I
Poor
mean,
rock and roll.
Oh, Bumblebee. Anyways, Buzzer does what he does, and he uses his chainsaw to not attack front, to someone's face, but basically chop up whatever they're using, and he slices open the engine compartment of the Jeep, which catches on fire. He kind of
And
bisects it.
does Duke not have a gun here? Because I mean, that would have, I think, solved the problem.
I think he's grabbing his gun, actually, in that scene where he's you see the broken windshield and Buzzer's hanging over him.
Oh yeah.
He does have a gun, but Buzzer just like shoves the chainsaw into the hood and jumps off.
He is better with handcuff keys and firearms. That's all I'm going to say.
He really is. That's look, he has two knees. He could have driven this car like a champ. Pulled out the
He's
gun,
studied
punch.
under David Copperfield.
I have to imagine Buzzer was really quick with this. He like went through, punched into the hood, pulled back, and jumped off. Way more time than Duke needed to pull a gun out and shoot him. But what do I
Yeah.
know? And I kind of I imagine in between there's some scenes where Buzzer's holding the chainsaw in front of him, like reflecting all the bullets off, and then shoving another. But that's just me. Fill in the blanks.
You and your head cannon.
Yeah, if it doesn't fit with my headcanon, it's not real. It's just people selling out.
It's blasphemy.
Don't know if you guys could tell, but I dealt with some fans today of other stuff.
Yeah.
Ah, nostalgia's fun.
That's what you get for wandering into another fandom.
I was there already. I was there. And Buzzer's like, hey, they're as good as dead now, and Duke's like, he's right. And Cobra Commander is just like, what are you doing, dude? Are you insane? And they start froggering. I'm gonna bring some other video game things in this, from car to car to vehicle to vehicle.
Oh yeah, they turned it into a platformer.
They did 100% platformer. This is like a Metal Gear Solid jump from vehicle to moving vehicle, beating people up as you go and wrecking vehicles.
They could have avoided this whole thing if they brought a cardboard box.
Yes, they could have. And geez, I like lost train of thought now.
I'm just saying that whole like platforming from vehicle to vehicle, that is an intensive like double page panel
Oh, it
spread.
is. And I love how they do it. They have all these little mini panels all over so you can see the action going on.
Yeah.
Instead of spin, you could spend a whole comic conveying the action that's going on here. But they did a bunch of little panels to convey what's going on. And
Oh, there's pickup trucks and dune buggies and all kinds of stuff getting
yep.
wrecked.
Oh, motorcycles, and it is like flipping Mad Max here.
Oh, yeah. They were
The
totally
Fury
channeling that.
Road when they were just
Yeah.
like wrecking all the vehicles. Yeah.
Any cold slither with like fire guitars.
Dude, I'm saying, where's Torch at? He could have the torch at the end of it, playing
Right?
guitar, being strung up. But, here we are. We got to do
Save
things
it for another
boring.
time.
I know. And they finally they land on this pickup truck with a freaking, 20 millimeter out the back. And he, that's probably 50. What am I talking about? Cobra
Like a
Commander pulls
50
some
cal, yeah.
redneck and overalls out of the driver's seat and jumps in there. And his words are finally.
Man, that's a straight up hillbilly, man.
It is
He's
that dude. That dude is he's
the
making
floppy hat and everything.
yep.
He's straight out of Hooterville,
Frogtown.
Oh no, we're heading towards Frogtown.
don't let him follow us. So he drives, Cobra Commander drives into a canyon. What do we learn from all things that we've ever seen? Even Rat Trap in Beast Wars knew Box Canyon is a great place for an ambush.
Right.
So what do
Every
we,
Western you've ever watched.
oh yeah. Yeah, there's guys up on, well, if they thought ahead, there would have been guys up on the ridge, but here we are. And Xandar's like, he's nuts. We'll have them trapped. And Duke picks up what he's doing, and he's like, yeah, I see what you did there, Commander. He takes off his Batman utility belt full of grenades and just lays into it, blows up the canyon walls, buries the dreadnoughts, or well, actually their vehicles, rather,
Yeah.
under everything. And a man, Ripper, so mad. He just got the Thunder Machine back. And he just lost it again under rocks. But at the same time, the commander and Duke are also beaten up there because it was a big explosion. And the Dreadnoughts are like, there's no way to survive that. So let's go find them. They can't get very far.
Yeah, they're going to have to go around to find out. I was waiting for someone to say, we'll head them off at the pass.
If they had a vehicle, yes.
I hate that cliche.
And there's Hawk. Where's Duke? Where's Stalker? Where the hell is G.I. Joe? Oh, Colonel Hawk. And there's Clutch up there, and there I think is that Clutch and is that CoverGirl? The
Yes,
front there?
CoverGirl.
Yeah, they're talking about like, hey, look, sorry, Baroness is with Risk, and they're checking on the wreckage in Chicago. And Duke, well, he's on sabbatical. I had him check on the Energon signal, and he hasn't checked in yet. And then, Hawks, like, fair enough. Let me know what you find out. Let me know if Duke checks in. And
No
he's
apology for yelling. I mean,
no,
that's
of
how you
course
come in the
not.
door. Come at me like that.
And he's like, I've got to go to a big meeting. Strange things are happening with Cobra and Destro, and Clutch is like, hey, you want me and CoverGirl to go with you? And I was like, nope. I can handle this by me and myself. Boring meeting, mind you.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me know when Duke returns to the pits. But very much like, I don't know, GTA and every other post-apocalyptic thing, there's a very, I don't know, Terminator 2. You know the scene where she has that dream where the bomb goes off and they're in a playground?
Yeah.
It looks like this is the playground. It's got a little spring-loaded chickadee thing and
Oh,
pickup
this looks
trucks.
like Sandy Shores where like Trevor lived in GTA 5.
It really is.
Yeah.
Whoa. Good call there. Sun's going down. Everything's painted red. There's
Or
a.
maybe The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, yeah. All that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was purposeful.
Yeah.
And there's a little bubble says, sure, this is a smart decision. There's an 18-wheeler trailer with spray paint on the side of Runaway
Yeah.
with stuff hanging out of it. Is
Yeah,
that
it
a
looks like
body?
maybe. It Looks like clothes, but it looks like bloody clothes, so.
Yeah, it does. Which there's a reason for all this, as we find out soon enough. And Cobra Commander's like, this is a waste of
Directed by
time.
Rob Zombie. No.
It does. It really does look like a Rob Zombie town of the desert. Like out there in like middle of the desert in New Mexico or Arizona, maybe Texas, I don't know, Western Texas. Any of that. And Cobra Commander's like, this is a waste of our time. We need to keep moving, we get it far away from the dreadnoughts. And Duke lays it out very, eloquently here. Look, nightfall's coming. This place is hot during the day. It's gonna be cold at night. We can search for the town for the following. He's setting up like a first person shooter. He's got to like assess what we have in the town. We need to find a place for. We need to get outside the signal blockers, maybe find shelter or maybe find supplies. So we have, we need to find anything here, like a vehicle maybe to get out. And Cobra Commander's like, you mean for our last stand? He's like, well, just whatever, dude. Just don't leave my sight. And no funny business. Cobra Commander's like, I would never. Yeah, you would.
I wonder if that was a joke about Chris Latta being a comedian.
That could be. But I kind of, this is because we're old D&D nerds. I like to look at things in like in D&D terms, I guess. I think his alignment, like the Cobra Commander is lawful evil. He has a code. But when the code comes down to it, you can trust someone else who has that lawful mindset. So it's there's a dichotomous nature to alignments.
Maybe I don't know. I'd lean more towards neutral because he'll break his word when he has to, when he
Neutral
wants
evil, you
to.
think?
Yeah, neutral.
Yeah, you're not
I would say
wrong.
Destro is lawful evil.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I could see neutral evil because of things that happen, but he.
And Zartan is totally, and the Dreadnoks are chaotic evil.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll see him in the future because he really is. So
His
yeah,
absence is conspicuous.
very much so. Still he's got to be someone high up in G.I. Joe. That's all I know. He's been gone too long, and there's too much stuff going on. So if you know, you
Yeah,
know.
I suspect we've seen him already and didn't realize it.
Oh, it's closer than you think, I think. So Cobra Commander
He's
walks
Cover
in.
Girl. He was Cover Girl all along.
It was the friends we met along the way. Cobra Commander walks into this old abandoned looking Rob Zombie Devil's Rejects house. And here's stuff going on. Like, here's it's like this kind of broken up word bubbles. Are you here to play with Donald? You can't play too rough. He'll get upset. And he walks into a room full of pigs chowing down on something. Commander's like, there's like that Dutch angle.
Oh, they're sleeping. The pigs are sleeping.
Oh, are they sleeping? I see some of them are up
Two
and.
of them are getting up, but the rest of
Oh,
them are laying
okay.
there sleeping. Should have left.
The Cobra Commander
Sleeping
has
pigs lie.
the Dutch angle.
Yep.
Pigs? And he gets a cinder block to the
Yeah, it cracks his faceplate.
head. Dude, that is brutal. A
Yeah,
cinder block to the
he is having a bad day.
head. He's lost his left hand. He gets a cinder block to the flipping head.
Yeah.
And
I mean, there's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre vibes to this
oh,
thing.
100%. This is yeah, Rob Zombie meets
Toby Hooper.
Toby Hooper, 100% this. We'll get into that very soon here, how much deeper it goes. And Duke's like, Dreadnoughts? And he takes his binoculars out and sees people walking up, so you can imagine it's probably Ripper and Buzzer. And Duke's like, Commander, time to go now. And you see a bubble off the side says, you shouldn't be here. You upset Donald. So he came running to me. And dude, there is a guy wearing a pig mask with glowing eyes.
It's all stitched together too.
Yeah, it
Like it's
is.
actually a pig's head.
And then there's this dude and he looks like he's in BDSM armor.
Yeah.
It's like, sorry about your friend, but my baby's gotta eat. And you see the last panel is pigs fighting over Cobra Commander's uniform with
Yeah, the
the
shattered
faceplate
helmet.
cracks. Yeah. Well,
Yeah,
yeah.
he looks like a first edition D&D orc
He
with
does.
in BDSM gear.
He does
He's going to
holding
see Judas Priest.
a and he's holding a big, metal rod which has poked through a cinder block for a handheld weapon.
Yeah.
He's got like a little skull up on his shoulder too. I don't know if you noticed that. It's
Oh
like
yeah, with the
human
strap through
skull,
the eye.
like a kid.
Or
So
maybe he's just that big.
he is that big too. He's a
Man, they
big
don't make
boy.
cinder blocks like that anymore.
No, they do not. Oh my God. Especially with, okay, well, what we know happens later if you've read ahead. And there is a on the letters page, I didn't read all the letters, but there is a proclamation in all uppercase. Hell yeah, roll pig. Yeah, so anyways. Apparently there's a big love for that character, even though he never shows up in the Sunbow show.
Oh yeah, no, he's totally got I guess a following from the comics.
Yeah. And they made him look like he belong he they made him look like he could have been alternate Leatherface in this.
Oh yeah. Well, and it fits.
Oh yeah.
And I'm really hope because they're still working on that G.I. Joe Transformers crossover movie, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Like they hinted at it at the end of Rise of the Beast.
Yeah.
But I'm really hoping it's like Dreadnoks.
Dude, that'd be
Because
so
we have
good.
not gotten any Dreadnoks in any of these G.I. Joe movies, really. That, I mean, we've gotten ninjas and we've gotten,
Well,
but
you kind of had was it Zartan in the
we had Zartan, but he was basically the infiltrator for Cobra. I want to see G.I. Joe versus crazy rednecks on jalopies,
yeah.
It's like Cannonball Run versus G.I. Joe with Dreadnoks.
100%.
And Transformers. So in Transformers in the mix, then, that's just nothing but fun. Just
It's all good in the
sheer
hood.
chaos.
Oh man, so there the character spotlight is on Buzzer. And Buzzer's had a rough time of it too. He'll continue to have a rough time of it. Check on the next episode of this. But
Issue.
violent bloodthirsty Dreadnought might come from academia, but the addition of a chainsaw hand is a game changer for this barbarian. And he's a professor. Is he a sociology professor?
That's something like that, yeah, because that's how he got in. He was studying like gangs and
Yeah.
stuff like that. The subcultures, countercultures of gangs, and ended up going native.
Yep. Which is perfect. And who was that masked man? Fans have been clamoring for Road Pig since Cobra Commander series, and boy, what an introduction. Also, a fun fact that I'm always shocked by, Road Pig was never had never appeared in any of the cartoon shows. Which makes his popularity even more impressive. So yeah, his popularity was all from the comics and the action figure.
Yeah.
But this action figure is a lot cooler. I'd love it. I would love to see a classified version of this.
They have it. It's
They
out.
do?
It's been out for a while.
Oh, I missed it completely.
Yeah.
Does he have the pig
Jeff
mask?
Bezos has it. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Let me look and make sure, but yeah, I think so.
Nice.
It's expensive.
Oh, I'm sure it
It's
is. It
one of
was probably a
those
limited
like
release.
$40 ones.
Yeah. And they asked Joshua Williamson, now that the Dreadnought War is in full swing, we have to ask, who is your favorite Dreadnought? And I mean, that's easy. It's Zartan,
Oh yeah.
who hopefully we'll see soon.
Yeah, he's got the pig mask. He's
Oh,
got two
nice.
heads.
Oh,
And he's got his pit bull with him. Here,
nice.
I'll send you a picture real quick so you can react. Get your reaction live.
Oh, you sent it to me?
Yeah, I sent it to you. Look at that. There's your road pig reaction.
Whoa, it's him.
Yeah.
He has his pit bull. His pit bull has different faces. Oh, that's awesome. He has both weapons. Oh, that's flipping cool.
Yeah, it's a cool figure.
Wow. Okay,
I
I'm
just keep
impressed.
waiting for it to get on sale. I'm cheap.
Man, yeah, he looks like he belongs in the original Road Warrior movie. Like he's gonna be
Oh, totally. He looks
riding
like one of
around.
the Road Warriors, the wrestlers.
He kind of is.
He just needs the face paint.
What is the tattoo on his stomach?
Oh, what is it? Let's
I can't
see.
even tell. Oh, he's got a tattoo of a chain around the one arm.
It says.
I can't make it out. Much like many tattoos people got in the 90s,
Yeah, right.
like the chain link around the bicep. Still, regardless, fantastic looking
It's probably
figure.
some heavy metal band, since we
Oh,
can't read
probably. Docking.
it.
Be rocking with Docking. Man, I love the covers. The cover Cs they've been putting out, they're all like Cold Slither headshots.
Right.
And they're really good too. Yeah, so first of all, you got the cover, I had here with Duke and Cobra Commander. Then you got like a group shot of the Dreadnoks, which is cool. Then you got I think that's Torch, right? Yeah, Torch
Yeah.
with his sunglasses and his headband. He looks like he's getting ready to pick up the axe and play for Cold Slither. There's another one with Xandar with two guns, like in an action shot with the sunburst kind of behind him. And then another one with Cobra Commander firing off rounds from the
Oh, it
Jeep.
says Dreadnoks. It's just really stylized.
Oh, nice.
I was looking at it and it's like, yeah, it's like really like filled
Pretty.
in. But yeah,
Okay.
it says Dreadnoks.
But yeah, the covers are really good. I mean, there's not a bad one of the bunch.
That's why they make so many of them.
I know. Thanks a lot, Skybound. Dude.
I tried to keep up at first and then there
You can't. It's probably just better to keep up with the big issues. Because otherwise it's just throwing you're burning money, man, just trying to get every single thing and it's cool and all, but that's a
It is
lot.
hard to be a completist with Skybound Comics.
Thanks a lot, Kirkman.
Yeah, well, it's not even just that. It's it's all the exclusives that like every little comic shop across the nation has like an exclusive that you can get. So,
Well,
yeah.
and yeah, every little every convention, every big comic shop or any of that stuff, yeah, they all have that. But
Man, and
still,
cover C, that might as well be Lemmy Kilmister on there.
yeah, all right. That's what I'm saying. It's like these are headshots for the Cold Slither thing. I mean, that you could easily have that as like as far as like ain't coming at you. Here's Torch. Torch has been burning up the airwaves with his guitar rips.
I was just waiting for him to like break into Ace of Spades.
He needs a big old mole on his face.
Right?
Otherwise, it's not. Otherwise, it's just being a poser.
He should team up with animated Motormaster.
Right? Drink a fifth of Jack, and then go play a full show.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna say play the poker machines.
Also, yes. Anyways, y'all, this was an issue 14?
14,
Yes,
yes.
14. Dreadnought War number 2 of 5. And we'll get the rest of these done quickly because we can get into what's going on now.
I am loving the Dreadnought War. I mean,
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
we've been waiting for Dreadnoughts anyway. They're always like fan favorites to just watch because it's just nothing's ever normal, you know?
That's the truth of it. I mean, it is like Mad Max stuff. It's like they have no there's no rhyme or reason. They want to drink grape soda, party, and shoot things.
Oh yeah, well, it's like every like biker cliche is worked into their group. You know, you got your Easy Rider vibes, you've got was it Raising Arizona?
Yes.
Yeah, you got all kinds of crazy stuff in there. And like you said, House of a Thousand Corpses, you know.
Yeah, I'm big loving the Road Pig stuff.
Yeah.
Wait until
But
next
yeah, this
issue.
is fun. I can't wait for the next issue.
Yes. All right, y'all, take it easy. Have a good night, and thanks for listening to us ramble about stuff and things and talk about old stuff that has nothing to do with this issue. So y'all take it easy. Have a great week, and take me out, man.
Bye.
See ya. More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the Axelonunderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the Axelonunderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.